Earth and Sky.
It's kind of nice in astronomy, we still have mysteries, objects we run into and we don't quite understand what they are or how they formed or how they're evolving.
You are listening to astronomer Eric Mamajek of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics talking about what might be a possible collision between two distant planets.
We're not actually seeing the impact. We think what we're seeing is the long-lived period afterwards where the object cools down.
This object is known as 2M1207b. It's 170 light years from Earth and appears nearly twice as hot as expected for its age. I asked Mamajek the obvious question, how hot is it?
Well, if you were on the planet, you'd be vaporized. The objects we're envisioning that could have produced this were gas giant planets. So something like a Saturn and something like a Uranus and Neptune.
In other words, imagine if the planets Saturn and Neptune were to crash into each other. It sounds far out, but Mamajek said our own moon formed after Earth collided with a body half the size of Mars.
Since we can't go back in time in our own solar system, we'd like to observe other planetary systems to see if we can see glimpses of these processes going around other stars. So it'd be wonderful if we could actually get visual confirmation that protoplanets are colliding and combining and accreting and forming into bigger planets. The signatures of this we may be able to see around other stars. This may be the first object where that's true.
Our thanks today to Eric Mamajek. I'm Jorge Salazar, and we're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.